My name is Lillian Felpouch, and I'm asking for your support for Sitka Assembly. Sitka has been my family's home for over 10 years. My husband and I chose Sitka because it is a small, safe, rural community surrounded by incredible beauty that afforded great opportunities for my whole family. My goal, if elected to the Assembly, would be to help find reasonable solutions to Sitka's economic, housing, and municipal budget issues without changing the attributes of the community that drew me to Sitka in the first place. Over the last 25 years, Sitka's economy has undergone significant changes. Economic diversification is critical in providing Sitka with a healthy, stable economy. Living wage jobs are essential to this economy. Minimum wage just doesn't cut it. I support tourism as a key component for a diversified Sitka economy. I also believe that the tourism industry doesn't need to change the look of Sitka to increase visitor numbers. Both my sons work with Allen Marine, and they interact with tourists off the cruise ships and Allen Marine Dream Cruises. Almost all of the tourists they talk to comment that they like Sitka because it's real Alaska, not made up like downtown Juneau or Ketchikan. I believe the tourism industry needs to adapt to the limitations that it's currently experiencing. Expanding visitation outside the traditional tourist seasons would increase revenues that have been lost due to declining cruise ship stops. There have been many attempts to address the affordable housing issues in Sitka that have met with limited or no success. Affordable housing should be split into two categories: affordable rentals and affordable home ownership. One component to solving this problem would be to fully develop the benchlands. Another step to resolve this issue would be to increase property taxes on undeveloped property. This would encourage development and increase city revenues. The main issues that spurred me to run for City Assembly is a number of past, present, and proposed city projects and the excessive spending associated with these projects. Although many of these projects have been partially funded with state, federal, or grant monies, taxpayer money still comes into play. Considering the state of the city coffers, we need to clearly identify essential needs from wants. With many of these projects, there are associated maintenance and replacement costs that aren't taken into account. I will push to have a project's operational, maintenance, and replacement costs identified and ensure that the funding mechanisms are in place prior to me supporting that project. If we as taxpayers have to live within our means, we should expect the city to do the same. I'm not afraid to say no. Again, my name is Lillian Felpouch. I'm asking for your support for Sitka Assembly.